Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you guys are just joining us, we're talking about Thanksgiving. Yes, Thanksgiving. I know we're kind of jumping over a little bit Halloween, but I'm sure you guys already have your Halloween plans already set. So today we're trying to get you all set for Thanksgiving. So Olivia and I have been talking about some tips and things like that, some traditions. Now we're going to move on to the food, because Thanksgiving and food, I mean, that's really the same thing.
Yeah, it is. And thinking about Thanksgiving food, I honestly can't really find myself to care about Halloween candy at this point. I'm just looking forward to the Thanksgiving meal.
Well, you know, that is the main part, is that Thanksgiving meal. So you definitely want to have that included. Now, joining me, though, is Lisa Rivard, who is an O Magazine insider, right along with me as an O Magazine insider, or we call ourselves ambassadors, too. So Lisa's going to sit in with us on this segment as we talk about Thanksgiving, because we're going to go to the O Magazine, which is chock full of some great, delicious-looking dishes. The pictures are there, and the recipes. So you don't have to worry about trying to look at the picture and figure it out. You know, Oprah, she's going to give it all to you. So the recipes are there. So Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anita. Thanks, Olivia. It's great to be with you today from beautiful Michigan.
Well, it's good to have you here from Michigan. How's the weather there?
What's that?
How's the weather in Michigan?
Oh, it's just a beautiful fall day. There's nothing better than a Midwest fall day.
Well, I wish I was there. I wish I was there with you so I could experience that as well. We have cold weather in the morning here, but it's warming up during the day. So we're kind of ready for a little bit of that winter weather, because that goes with Thanksgiving.
Exactly. I'm a Thanksgiving baby. So, I was born the week of Thanksgiving. And so we've always celebrated at the holiday.
So how do you guys celebrate your birthday and Thanksgiving? Do you have a special tradition that you guys do?
Well, you know, it's family, it's friends. Here in Michigan, we celebrate a lot of tailgating food, because a lot of people attend the Lions game, which is the televised NFL game of the season. It's always on Thanksgiving at our hometown field here in Detroit at Ford Field. So a lot of our food here on Thanksgiving Day is often centered around tailgating, to be honest with you. Even the traditional Thanksgiving tailgate.
So turkey burgers, maybe?
Turkey burgers, stuffing with different items in it. I don't know if you have like a little fast food restaurant by you called White Castle, but that's pretty popular in Michigan. They make White Castle stuffing. All kinds of crazy fun events. But a lot of it is centered here around some big traditions around a turkey trot. And then so you go run off all the food you're going to eat, and then you go to the Lions game, and then you go home and feast with your family.
Well, then when does the birthday cake come in?
Oh, so birthday cake is a necessity, but my mom has this tradition of turning our birthday cake into a beautiful apple pie every year.
Ooh.
And yeah, so that's the tradition in our family for me. Everybody else likes pumpkin, but I don't like pumpkin anything.
Well, I'm with you on that apple pie. I would take a slice of that as well.
Exactly.
Now, Lisa, tell us, though, you're an O Magazine insider like myself, and we sometimes call ourselves ambassadors as well. So what made you decide to apply and get involved in this year of adventure along with Oprah in the Oprah Magazine?
You know, like you, Anita, I love to travel, kind of see the world. I have a specialty kind of local flair. I love to go to a small town, see what they have to offer, kind of roam around and adventure. And O Magazine just seems like a perfect fit for that combination, and be able to be ambassador for, you know, some of the travel and experience for a year that Oprah has to share. And that comes along with food and adventure and places. And
exactly. So. But you're also an author as well. You write children's books.
Yeah, I dabble a little bit in everything. I'm an educator. I've been for years. And I do write children's books. And so, yeah, it's good. I always say, like, I try to experience any opportunity that comes my way. So if it seems worthwhile, I'm digging into it.
Well, that sounds great. So I'm sure you probably have dug into the November issue of O Magazine and going over to page 128 to The Feast with Benefits. First of all, I must say I love that name that she gave it. Now, Olivia, do you have a favorite kind of Thanksgiving kind of thing. I know you mentioned, you know, earlier some favorite things.
Yeah, I mentioned the green bean casserole, and I've been thinking about that ever since.
So you may make one before Thanksgiving?
I might, yeah.
You're supposed to wait, Olivia. Can't wait this year?
I can't wait, and I also like butternut squash bisque.
Mm.
You know, different soups, those are always hearty and good. You may not have them on Thanksgiving Day, but they're nice around this time of year.
Well, you know, Oprah has some new food items that she is has put together. And those also, too, I think include some butternut squash. So, yum. You have to check.
Great minds think alike, right?
Yeah, you have to check those out. So, Lisa, did you have a chance to kind of look through the magazine to check out some of those dishes that are included in that Feast with Benefits article?
I did. And, you know, my favorites are still the very, probably the most simple ones. Like, I'm a big fan of hummus, and there's a great recipe there for hummus with kale chips. I've never had kale chips, but I've heard it's pretty easy to make them on your own. I'm one of those people that have to follow the recipe step by step, because if I veer from it, something happens.
I know, but same thing with me. I mean, my husband is a cook in our family, and he's such a fantastic cook that a lot of times I don't even venture to try some of the things unless it's something very, very basic. So the kale chips, I might leave to him as well.
Exactly.
So the kale chips and the hummus, because the hummus is actually made with roasted carrots and hummus.
Yeah, which is really interesting. I've had a lot of roasted pepper in hummus, but never carrot. So kind of, I guess, thinking outside of the box, and I guess it goes with the theme, right? Orange and kind of that fall flair.
Yeah. Well, my favorite in the magazine and the article is the mushroom bruschetta. I love that. It looks delicious. And that seems like the perfect appetizer before we kind of dig into, you know, to the full meal. Now, Olivia, I know that you saw this and you're probably like me, because at least I have to tell you, Olivia and I both love mushrooms. I mean, that's one of the many things that we have in common with each other. We both love mushrooms. So maybe we should both try it, Olivia, and just kind of share how the whole process went. I want to have Doc Bill make that. I'll try making it.
Yes. Maybe we can have like a mini pre-Thanksgiving get together and we'll just devour these.
We'll devour those and we'll just try. And then, you know, if we feel like we need to perfect them a little bit more, we can try again. And then if we feel we need to perfect them a little bit more, we'll just try again.
I'm sure Doc Bill will get it perfect the first try.
But. Well, we won't let him be part of this. We'll just keep trying. And Lisa, if you want to join in with us, and we can.
I love mushrooms.
Oh, gee. Oh, okay. Perfect then. Perfect. This is going to be perfect then. We'll have to plan this and do this kind of, you know, group mushroom bruschetta.
Cook off,
yes, and just kind of see how they turn out. But I mean, if you guys have not seen the magazine, definitely go check it out. It's on the newsstands now, and it's perfect timing because now is the time to start planning your Thanksgiving table and what's going to be on it. And Oprah, again, I say she does not fail, so she has a whole list of things here to have us try. So Lisa, we're coming down to the end of the segment. Everything goes fast around here. We're coming down to the end of the segment, but I want you to tell folks how they can find out more about your kids' books, your children's books, and check those out.
Sure. So I have a website, iHeartWritingBooks.com, and you'll find a couple of my books on there and opportunities to visit schools and educational assemblies, that type of thing. I do a lot of work with the libraries here in the Great Lakes State and always offering those tips and things to school districts also. So that's a perfect way to find me is online.
Well, and give that website one more time.
iHeartWritingBooks.com. Yeah.
We've got it. Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we'll be back in touch for this mushroom bruschetta cook-off that we're going to do. Because we have to do that. We're the three mushroom lovers here. So we have to celebrate together.
Sounds wonderful. Thanks, Anita. Thanks, Olivia. Always nice talking to you.
You too. Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye. Now, you guys sit tight. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
Beans and Cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked Cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
Beans. I'll be ready.